This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rice, for the beautiful shiur. So I want to speak about a topic very relevant to the parshas that we read this Shabbos. Parshas Tazria Metzora, that speak about the status of the Metzora, which, of course, we know. Although there are many averos mentioned in Shas and in the Medrash that bring Tzaras, nevertheless, the most well-known and the most prominently spotlighted avera that causes Tzaras is Lashon Hara. In fact, the Medrash says, Zois tia toiras ha-metzora, metzora is moitzi shemra. So, we want to speak about the inyan of Lashon Hara and perhaps bring it to new light and uncover and discover a way to be able to be protected from this very severe avera. The Gemara in Brachos has a very interesting question. The Gemara asks us, Amar le Rav le Rav Chia, Noshim b'may Zachyan. The Gemara wants to know, how will women get Olam Haba? How will ladies, how will Noshim merit the world to come? And the Gemara says, Ba'akruye banayu lebei knishta uva'asnuye gavrayu bei rabanon. The Gemara says, women will get Olam Haba by bringing their children to learn Chumash, when their husbands go and learn in the Beis HaMedrash, v'natun l'gavrayu ad da'asim bei rabbanan, and they're waiting for their husbands until they get back from the Beis HaMedrash. And the question is, what in the world is the Gemara asking? How do women have Olam Haba? What, they don't have enough mitzvahs to get Olam Haba? There are not enough mitzvahs in the Torah for women to get Olam Haba? Women are chayiv in all the mitzvahs. Any mitzvah that's not governed by time, women are chayivin. Women can light the Shabbos candles. Women have the mitzvah of challah. Women have so many mitzvahs. Women have hundreds of mitzvahs. What exactly is the Gemara's kasha? Noshim b'may zachyan. And the only thing the Gemara could come up with is, oh, if their children learn and their husbands learn, women have so many mitzvahs that they themselves could do. What is going on here? What is the Gemara asking? It's the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Zayin. And this question is raised by many Mefarshim, most notably the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Choivas HaShmira, page Memchas. Parshas Metzora, we talk about the purification of the Metzora, of the leper. And interestingly, as part of his purification process, he takes two birds. And what does he do with these birds? He takes one of the birds, and he shechs the bird. He slaughters the bird, and the blood of the bird is spilled. And the other bird he sends scot-free, and the bird flies away. And Rashi, Perek Yadad, Pasuk Dalet, is bothered. What do the birds got to do with the Metzora? Why do the birds got have to suffer? Because this guy was a Metzora. And Rashi says, because Tzaras comes as a punishment for Lashon Hara. What is Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is Pitputbe Dvarim. Lashon Hara is chatter. Lashon Hara is Twitter. Lashon Hara is just idle, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Tweeting, Twitter, chattering, idle conversation, pitputei dvarim. So what this man did was he did what a bird does. A bird makes noise all day, it chatters all day, it chirps all day. So this guy, this Baal Lashon Hara, just spilled nonsense, chattered, tweeted, Twittered nonsense, and therefore his kapara, we take a bird, which is mefat pei tamid b'tziftzuf hakol. So Rashi says very interestingly that the reason why birds are needed for the purification of the Metzora is because this man basically mimicked and replicated what a bird does. He chattered, and therefore we slaughter the bird. The point being, he should sort of think in his mind, you know, what is happening to the bird who chattered, really should have happened to me. But the question here, and a very interesting question, this is a question raised by the Baal Kitzer Shulchan Aruch in a Sefer on Chumash called Aperion. It's also raised by Rav Aaron of Belz. There are two birds. One of the bird, we take the bird and we slit his neck. We're sending a message to the Baal Lashon Hara, hey Rabid, watch yourself, this really should have happened to you. But what do we do with the other bird? The other bird, we take it and we send it off. And what do you think the bird's going to do? It's going to continue to chatter, to Twitter, to tweet, to chirp, 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 chirp. So what kind of message are we telling the Baal Lashon Hara? That he should continue to chirp, that he should continue to speak, that he should continue to chatter? I mean, what Rashi's saying seems only to work for one of the birds. But what is the message of the second bird that is not slaughtered, but instead is sent scot-free? So now we come to a very important understanding. We have this Avera, the Avera of Lashon Hara, which is one of the most stringent of all the Averas in the Torah. Despite the fact that there's no Chiyuv Misa that is legislated by the Chumash, and there's no Chiyuv Malkos that is legislated by the Chumash, nevertheless, the Gemara in Erechin tells us, Shako Lashon Hara Keneged Avodah Zarah Giloy Rayos Shvichas Damim. It's equal to the big three. Says Gemara in Erechin, Hamasapra Lashon Hara Kilo Kafar Be'ikar. It's like he's a heretic. The Chavetz Chaim wrote an entire Sefer on Hilchos Lashon Hara. He says one who frequently speaks Lashon Hara is likely to violate 14 mitzvahs asei, 17 lavin, and 3 or 4 arurin. So how do you overcome it? What is the Eitzah to overcome Lashon Hara? How does a person cure himself? What's the remedy? Ma takanosai, like the Gemara asks, shel mesapre Lashon Hara. So one would think, the Gemara says in Masech Techulen on Daf Pei Tes, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mai dechsiv ha'omnam ilaim tzedek tedaberon, meisharim tishpetu b'nei Adam. The Gemara asks, Ma umanusai shel Adam ba'olam hazeh? What is your career? What is your job in this world? If I would ask you, Rabbi Yid, what do you do for a living? So one guy's going to say, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a plumber, I'm an electrician, I'm a shoemaker, I'm a CEO, I'm a businessman. No, the Gemara asks, what should a person's profession be in this world? Says the Gemara, Yasim Atzmai Ke'ilem. Your profession is, you should be a professional zipper. Huh? A professional? That's right. The Gemara says, a person's job in this world, his career, is to seal shut his mouth. That is a person's main occupation in this world. I didn't know that. I went to school. I went to 4 years high school, 4 years college, 10 years doctorate. I have a PhD. Rabbi, that's not your real job. Your real job is you need to be a professional zipper. You see these two lips? You need to seal them shut, and you could open them when you're laying horizontal 6 feet under when it's all over. That's what the Gemara says. That the career of a Jew should be to zip it. Excuse the expression. Says the Gemara, Yachal afla devrei Torah. I would think this should apply to Torah also. Maybe close your mouth and just never open it. No, the pasuk concludes, Tzedek tedaberon. Speak righteousness. Speak devrei Torah. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, look, not everyone is on the Madrega. They could constantly keep their mouth closed. Many people have a knee-jerk reaction, an inborn, an innate need to talk. It's a human need. We're going to see from the Chafetz Chaim that speech is different than any other limb in the body. The hand, in order to use your hand, you need to make a conscious decision. Your mind has to send a message to the arm, lift up and do X, Y, and Z. Every limb in the body, you need to be ma'oyerer it, you need to be mezarez it, not so koyach hadibur. The mouth is like a machine, the Chavetz Chaim says, that goes on its own. And not everybody is capable of turning off the machine at all times. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, somebody who likes to speak, and you know who that somebody is? Everybody. People like to speak. There's a human need to speak. There's a human need to share information. In the Hakdama of the Kuntros HaSveikos, you know, in the back of the Ketzos HaChoshen, there's this little compendium written by the brother of the Ktzois, the Kuntros HaSveikos, and he says an amazing thing from one of the Italian Gedolim, Rabbi Yehuda Mascato, that if a person had the opportunity to go up to outer space, to go to the moon, however we would say, Rabbi Yehuda, you could go to the moon and you'll make it there safe, you make it back safe, and you'll even be back for your Aunt Matilda's birthday party. But you can't tell anybody. You could go to the moon, but you can't tell anybody. Nobody would do it, says the Kuntros HaSveikos. In this world, no one would take any adventure. No one would do anything exciting if they couldn't tell somebody about it. There is a human need to share information. So you have to be a very big tzaddik and so disciplined and have such self-control to really make it your career never to talk. So then how do you overcome this terrible sin of Lashon Hara? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, the Eitzah is, you could talk, but don't talk dvarim b'telem. Ach b'divrei Torah, chachma u'musar v'hava shalom in adam achaveroi. There's a lot to talk about. You could use your mouth. Your mouth could be used, and you could use it a lot, and you could talk incessantly, but you have to know what to say. If a person channels the human need to talk for Torah, for divrei musar, for divrei chachma, then they're able to utilize and harness the human need to speak and use it only l'toiva. You know, it's very interesting. If you look at the mouth, we have 32 teeth. We have 16 on the top, 16 on the bottom. And the Shlach HaKadosh reveals to us that there's a significance to the fact that we have 16 on the top, 16 on the bottom. It's to indicate that the mouth is for one purpose and one purpose only. Torah and Tefillah. How much Torah do we have a week? 3 Aliyos on Monday, 3 on Thursday, 7 on Shabbos, 3 by Shabbos by Mincha, 3, 3, 7, 3, 16, the top teeth, 16 top teeth. Why do we have 16 top teeth? To indicate our mouth is for Torah. What about the bottom 16 teeth? Tefillah, how many karbonos are brought a week? Tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arabayim. 7 days a week, that's 14. Plus the 2 musafim on Shabbos. 16 karbanos on Shabbos. 16 top teeth, keneged 16 aliyos. 16 bottom teeth, keneged 16 tefilos. 16 avoidos. To indicate that God gave us a mouth, not chas v'sham to speak lashon hara. To use it for Torah, for tefillah. Use it a lot. But don't abuse it. You have to know what to use it for. In fact, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Tesa Mebez, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Elazar, Kol Adam La'amol Nivra, man was created to toil. In this world, we were created to work hard, to toil, to shvitz. Shenemar ki Adam La'amol Yulad. So the Gemara says, what kind of toil? Is it hard work? Is it menial work? Is it manual work? It says Gemara, no, it's la'amal peh. It's for the mouth. You were created to toil with your mouth. What kind of toiling with the mouth? Lo yomosh sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha. To toil with the mouth constantly, to learn, to learn, to learn. Ah, comes the Marsha, there's a Marsha, says a davar nifla. The Marsha says, Adam le'amal yulad. La'amal is Rosh Tevois. Lilmoid, almanas, lilamid. That the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a mouth to learn, to say it over to somebody else. And you don't have to be a Magid Shir, you don't have to be a rabbi, you don't have to be a Rosh Hashiva. Somebody calls you on the phone, here's a good vart, you tell your wife, you tell your kids, it doesn't matter that they're not listening. Tell them anyway. That's what the mouth is for. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a mouth. The highest, the greatest people, maybe they're a Yechidei Segula, that they could be a professional zipper and just seal it shut. But the Eitzah, says Rabbeinu Yoina, to make sure that you utilize the human need to speak for the proper thing, is if you're going to remain silent, it's going to come out somehow. You see, there's a deep human need to uncover new information and to share it and reveal it. So if people don't want to speak Divrei Torah, you're going to end up uncovering the grime on some guy and you're going to tell other people about it. So you got to make a choice. What are you going to talk about? You're going to talk Divrei Shtus, or are you going to speak Divrei Torah? But those are the two paths in life. I once saw the Rama, aside from many of his great svarim, of course he wrote the Rama and Shulchan Aruch, and he wrote something called Torah Sa'ila, Torah Sa'chatas. He wrote something called, he wrote a parish on Megillas Esther called Mechir Hayayin. And in the Hakdama, the Sefer Mechir Hayayin, he discusses, you know, he's trying to be misnatzel. He's trying to excuse the fact that he wrote a sefer. He says, look, not everything that I wrote maybe is mamish emes la'amitai. But the Zohar says a beautiful lashon. He says, all silence is good. Silence of Torah is bad. All pitputaya is bad. All chatter is bad. Pitputaya de'iraisa is good. Says Rama, from this Zohar we see there's something called Torah chatter. You know what Torah chatter is? Maybe your pshat, it's not the best pshat. It doesn't fit into the Tosfos. Maybe it's not mamish emes la'amita, it's not Torah misinai. But it's still what is called, it falls under the umbrella category of Torah chatter. It's better than speaking the news, it's better than speaking nonsense, it's better than speaking about people. There is a genre of speech called pitpataya de'iraisa, Torah chatter. And says Rama, if my sefer is not Torah's MS, at the very least, it's Pitpataya da'iraisa. Comes Rav Aaron of Belz, comes the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and they say, Mamisha Davar Nifla. Here you have the Metzaira. He spoke Lashon Hara. What did he say? I don't know, he probably was in shul, and he didn't like his Rav's drasha, and he didn't like his Rav's Musar, so he came home, and he bad-mouthed. And the next day he wakes up in the morning and he sees on his arm there's like this circle, there's a white circle. He doesn't know what to do. He says, I got to call the doctor. His wife says, don't call the doctor, call the kohen. I think you're a metzora. Remember what you said at the Shabbos table? He said, oy vai. So he calls the kohen and taka. He spoke Lashon Hara, he's a metzora. And now it's time for him to come back to civilization. He's coming out of quarantine. And we, through his purification processes, he takes two birds. And the first bird, he says to the kohen, what am I doing with birds? I have nothing to do with birds. I don't like birds. I don't touch animals. The kohen says, no, we're teaching you a lesson. You see this bird? This bird, da-da-da-da, chattered all day long. We're taking the bird, we're shechting the bird, Rabid. We should really have shechted you. You should be happy we're shechting the bird. He says, what are you telling me? We're telling you, you see this bird that was chattering? You see now it's dead, it doesn't have a head on? How much is it talking now? Nothing, right? Keep your mouth closed. The yid is shaking. Keep my mouth. He's thinking to himself, he'll never be able to say a word for the rest of his life. But then he says, so what's this other bird about? The other bird we're going to send out. And the Rebbe says, and you're going to shoot it? No. You're going to take an arrow and hit? No. You're going to bop it over? No. We're going to let it out into the field and it's going to chatter. So what are you telling me? The Yid said. The Kohen says, we're not telling you to be quiet. We're telling you, in general, you need to keep your mouth closed. But there are certain things that you need to talk about. The Gemara says in Erechin, Ma takanasa shel mesapri lashon hara. What should a person do? Shelo yavo lidei lashon hara. What should a person do to give himself a habit, to give himself an outlet in life, to be able to speak about things and use his human need to speak properly? So we send out two birds. One of them we kill. In other words, when it comes to improper speech, you need to zip it. You need to remove it entirely. But there is a category of speech that a person is entitled and encouraged to speak about, to speak about, to speak about. This says the Sefer HaPurim. This says Rav Aaron of Belz is the message of the two birds. Now, very interestingly, we know we have many mitzvahs in the Torah. And even though the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that we can't really evaluate the respective worth and erech of a mitzvah. All mitzvahs, you know, it says in Pirkei Avos, have a zarah b'mitzvah kala k'bechamura. We have to be careful in every single mitzvah. But nevertheless, there is one mitzvah that's by far the greatest of all the mitzvahs. V'talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Now, what does it mean, v'talmud Torah k'neged kulam? The Gra in the Shnois Eliyahu Masechta Peah, the Gra has a very well-known chiddush, an amazing chiddush, that the Gra says when we say learning is equal to all 613 mitzvahs, it doesn't mean if I sit and learn for an hour, that sitting and learning for an hour is equal to all 613 mitzvahs. No, that's not what it means. It means every single word of Torah is the equivalent of all 613 mitzvahs, which is the reason why, if a person's in the middle of learning, you don't give that up to be mekayim any mitzvah. You know, the Gemara, somebody asked me today, he asked, you know, the Chazon Ish, he was a brilliant scholar, not only in Torah, but in all disciplines. He knew science, he knew medicine. And so he asked, the Chazon Ish, he should have gone into medicine. He should have found a cure for cancer. He could have saved hundreds of lives, thousands of lives. Wouldn't that have been greater? That was the question I got. I got an email today. But what's the answer to that question? While the saving of one life is like saving the whole world, and of course it's so important, we need Jewish healthcare practitioners and Jewish doctors, but nevertheless it is our emunah shlema that the single greatest thing a person could do in this world is to learn Torah. Gadol Talmud Torah Yoiser Mehatzalas Nefashas. You could have two people. You have one guy, he's saving lives, and one person is learning. And even though we live in a society that, of course, we raise up And we should. Someone who saves a life. And they deserve all the credit in the world. And they're mamish tzaddikim. And there's nothing greater than saving a Jewish life. But there is! There is something greater than saving a Jewish life. Gadol Talmud Torah Yoiser Me'atzalos Nefashos. And yes, the Chazon Ish, maybe he could have invented a cure for a disease. But he did something greater. He was Ma'ayin B'divrei Torah. Now when we say Torah is greater than all the mitzvahs, it's not learning for 10 hours is greater than all the mitzvahs. Learning for 5 hours is greater than all the mitzvahs. Learning one word of Talmud Torah is greater than all the mitzvahs. It's greater than saving a life. Now that doesn't mean that if someone is learning and someone's life is in danger, you don't stop the learning. No. The halacha is if you're in the middle of learning, you stop learning to save a life. But that's only because we're required to do that. But if you didn't have that opportunity, then actually you're elevating your neshama greater by learning even than atzalos nefashos. That's what the Gemara tells us. Well, even if we don't understand it, that is what Chazal tell us. Every word of learning. So it's an interesting question. They once asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, so you're telling me if I read one of these, you know, like contemporary Svarim, where the author got word happy, and he's very verbose, you know, the author is, you know, very flowery, and he could have said what it took him 30 words to say, he could have said it in 2 words. So you're saying I get credit for every single word mamish that he said, that he writes? So Rav Yaakov says, no, this is only true if the author was particular in every word that he wrote, meaning if he wrote every word, betachlis hadiktuk, and he wrote every word precisely, then we could say every word that you learn is equal to all 613. But if the author is very verbose, then you're not going to get credit for every single word. Here's the upshot, here's the bottom line. The Gemara Bracha says on Daf Tes Zayin, the Gemara compares the tents of Torah to the rivers of a mikvah. Kinecholim nitayu ka'aholim nata Hashem. And the Gemara wants to know, what is the comparison between Torah and a mikvah? Says the Gemara, the same way if someone is Tameh, the only way to become Tahar is a river, a mikvah. So too, if someone is in the red, someone who has more averos than mitzvahs, there's only one way to get back into the green and have more mitzvahs than averos. Listen to this Gemara. The Gemara is saying that if somebody is in the red, someone has more averos than mitzvahs, there is only one way only, to get back into the green and to outweigh more mitzvahs than averos. How? By learning Torah. So Chafetz Chaim asks, he asks this question in the Chasima to the Sefer Avas Chasad. What's the Gemara talking about? Somebody who has more averos than mitzvahs, can he just, let's say he has 51 averos, 49 mitzvahs. So just, I don't know, do 2 acts of chesed, or do 2 mitzvahs, talis and tefillin. Why is the Gemara saying that someone who is in the red, there's only one way to get into the green and do more mitzvahs than averos, and that is Talmud Torah. Do any mitzvah. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Dvarim haru'uyim l'misha amram. You know, the Chafetz Chaim says that he reached, in the beginning of one of his books, he says he reached the age of 80, and his entire life he never stopped contemplating the faculty of speech. The faculty of speech, the Koyach HaDibur, is something that really captured the attention and the imagination of the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says that the same way every word of Torah is another mitzvah, in other words, the Chafetz Chaim made a cheshbon, if you learn for 1 minute, you can learn 200 words in 1 minute. You know, let's say you're a big Baal Chesed. How many Chesedim could you do the whole day? 10, 20, 30, 100? Let's say you did 100. You helped 100 people change their tire. In 30 seconds, you could learn 100 words of Torah. That's why Torah is greater than all the mitzvahs, because in a very short amount of time, you could amass much more mitzvahs. That's the Chiddush of the Gra. Every word of Torah is another mitzvah. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the same way every word of Torah is a mitzvah, every word of Lashon Hara is an Avera. If I say, did you hear what my Rav did yesterday? He said X, Y, and Z. So in 1 minute, you get 200 averos. Says the Chafetz Chaim, someone who speaks Lashon Hara, it is impossible for them to have more mitzvahs than averos. There's no way. Let's say you're the biggest Baal Chesed in the world and you help 100 people a day. If you speak Lashon Hara 2 minutes a day, that's 400 Averois. You're in the red. And after 120, you're in hot water. We know, La'asad Lavai, the din is based on Rav Averois, Rav Mitzvahis. Says the Chafetz Chaim. I'll take questions after. You could email me. I just want to finish up. I don't want to infringe on Rabbi Yeager. The Chafetz Chaim writes that without Talmud Torah, it is impossible after 120 to have more mitzvahs and averos. You could be a big tzaddik. But because Lashon Hara is such a temptation and such a challenge, and as the Gemara says, the kulam ba'avak Lashon Hara, the same way every word of Torah is another mitzvah, every word of Lashon Hara is another avera. Chafetz Chaim writes, the only way after 120 to have more mitzvahs and averos is through Talmud Torah. Otherwise, lots of luck trying to overcome and outweighing Lashon Hara. That's a Chafetz Chaim in his comments at the very end of the Sefer Avos Chesed. And therefore, the Gemara has a very powerful question. Noshim b'may zachyan. Women, how will they be merit Olam Haba? See, what do you mean, how will they merit Olam Haba? They have a shortage of mitzvahs? They have so many mitzvahs. No, here's the question. We know there are a lot of mitzvahs to do, but the Chafetz Chaim has taught us the only way to outweigh the avera of Lashon Hara, which is incurred a sin per word, is to be able to counteract that with a mitzvah, a corresponding mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is a mitzvah per word. And therefore the Gemara asks, women who don't have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, how in the world will they get Olam Haba? Because at the end of the day, your share in Olam Haba is going to be weighed. More mitzvahs and averos, more averos and mitzvahs. And the answer is no, women also have a share in Talmud Torah, the learning of their children and the learning of their husbands, which is a learning of bar chiyuva, of chiyuv, and therefore women could also tap into this incessant source of spiritual revenue. Noshim b'may zachyan. The bottom line is that our eternal life will be determined by the majority of what we do, of what we use our mouth for. If heaven forbid we use it le'averos, Chafetz Chaim writes, it's a big problem after 120. Because you could do so many, you could lend money to 1,000 people, but in 5 minutes you've already counteracted that with 5 minutes of Lashon Hara. So the Yetzah is, number one, to try to dedicate ourselves to as much Talmud Torah as possible. Because again, we're able to get Roiv Zechuyos that way. But more importantly, what the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling us is that there's a deep human need to discover new information and share it with other people. And either that will be used l'ra for Lashon Hara, or that could be channeled l'toiv by using it to discover new giluyim and new insights into Taraseinu HaKadosha and sharing it with others. May the Ribbono Shel grant us all siyata d'shmaya as we daven at the end of every Shemoneh Esrei, Netzar l'shoni meira, and then we daven Psach libi b'sayro secha. So thank you everyone for joining tonight. And wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha, and enjoy Rabbi Yeager's shir. Shkoyach, agutanach.
Well, welcome everybody. We're going to, my plan is over the next few weeks, Bezrat Hashem, to cover different subtopics in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And tonight we'll begin with just a basic overview in terms of how we qualify the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.